见面。
Just now, I'd like to share with you a beautiful thing.
世上有很多美的事情。
There are many beautiful things in the world.
比如说这盆花，我们看起来就很美。
For example, the flowers over there are quite beautiful.
但是虽然花这么美，如果你把它拿到那个垃圾桶的那个上面去，你会感觉心里很不对称。
Even though it looks quite nice, but if you place the flower on top of a garbage can, then something doesn't look right.
那这种不对称有让人感觉很怜惜，但是又有恶心的感觉。
You may think it's quite a shame if it's on the top of a garbage can.
这样就虽然是美呢，但是又好可惜啊。
Even though it looks beautiful, but it seems to be a waste.
世界上的这个美的东西，大部分发生在很和谐当中。
And beautiful things in the world happen often when during times of peace.
我一生看过很多美的事情。
I've seen many beautiful things in my life.
我第一次看到我太太抱着那个我的小孩子喂奶的时候，在她我的太太看着那个小孩子，那小孩子呢也一直看着他妈妈，那他们没有讲什么话，很安静的。那在那个夜晚的灯下，我在旁边看着这个好美。
Once at night, under the light, I saw my wife feeding my child, and as the child looked at the mother, and the mother looked at the child.That scene was quite beautiful.
这是一个爱的很宁静的美的世界。
That was a world of love and peace.
那如果我们黄昏的时候，有时候去公园散步。
Sometimes during visitation, we take walks in the park.
那我看过两个老年人，他们八九十，可能七十岁以上了。
Once
他们在散步。
Once I saw two elderly couples, at least 70 years old, taking a walk in the park.
他们不是像东方人一个走前一个走后。
They are not like the Asians, where one walks up front and the other follow.
他们两个人小拇指哈，两个勾的小拇指这样散来散去。
Their pinkies were hooked together as they took the stroll.
年纪那么大了，但是他们用小拇指勾着，好像小孩子或是很年轻的小情人一样。那在走路走在那个虽然是黄昏了、啊、有点暗淡，但是呢他们这样走很美很和谐。
Even though they were old, but they acted like kids or young lovers.
但是这些美的事情在有时候在诗歌在人间的小说里面常常出现。
And these beautiful things occur either in poetry or in song.
那最近几年我常常到瑞士，因为那边有家庭聚会。
Recently, I have gone to Switzerland because there are family services there.
那走过那个巷间，你会看到有几个那个木屋，然后阿尔卑斯山，那很绿的那个草坪，那有牛躺在那里，那有人家，那看起来很宁静，好像很美。
When you walk through the countryside, you will see many wooden houses by the Alps, and the grass was green, and the cows were resting, and it's quite a beautiful scene.
所以在美。在宁静里面，在和谐里面。
They are all in beauty, peace, and harmony.
但是圣经里面记载一件美事不是这个样子啊。
But a beautiful thing that was recorded in the Bible wasn't like this.
人先一代过一代都有很多美的故事，很多美的事情。
Every generation has stories of beauty.
但是这些都没有办法列入到圣经。
But none of these were recorded in the Bible.
我们今天要来看一件美的事情。
But today we like to study a beautiful thing.
我们看马可福音十四章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章第一节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 1.
马可福音十四章第一节。
Mark 14 verse 1.
过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节。祭司长和文士想法子怎样用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他。第二节
Two.
只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。这是一个很恐怖的一个时候。
This was a horrifying moment.
在当时社会的最高阶层人物祭司长文士他们要用各样的方法用诡计要来抓耶稣。
The people of power at the timetry to capture Jesus.
这是一个恐怖的时代。
It was a frightening time.
他们想抓耶稣又不敢。
They tried to arrest Jesus, but yet they dare not to.
这是一个杀人的一个时代。
It was a time of killing.
一些恐怖的时候,
a horrifying time.
所以外在环境是这样子的不好。
And this, the condition was a very bad.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
十个门徒之中有一个加略人犹大去见祭司长，要把耶稣交给他们。他们听见就欢喜，又应许给他银子。他就寻思如何死得便，把耶稣交给他们。
In verse 11.
外在环境要抓耶稣。
The external factors was the arresting of Jesus.
十二个门徒是跟耶稣过了三年了。
And the 12 disciples had spent 3 years with Jesus.
也是耶稣精心所拣选出来、挑选出来、训练出来的这个门徒啊。
They were chosen by Jesus and trained by Jesus.
十二个里面就有一个加略人犹大要卖耶稣。
Yet one of them, Judas Iscariot, betrayed him.
多么让人心寒的事情。
This was a very frightening time.
如果这些文士、祭司长想要用法子杀耶稣，还可以忍受的话，这个犹大要卖耶稣，这个是让人听起来就很恐怖的，更恐怖的事情。
You may tolerate the fact that the priest wanted to arrest Jesus, but when you see that one of his disciples betrayed Jesus, it was quite disappointing.
三年的相处应该也有感情了。
After spending three years with Jesus, he should have some emotional ties with him.
并且耶稣也常常用他的爱来爱他们。
And Jesus continually showed his love to them.
但是就出了这样的一个人。
Yet we see Judas.
外面很恐怖，里面呢，在里面好像花农一样，里面呢，有人要卖耶稣。
Both externally, people wanted to arrest him, and internally, someone betrayed him.
就在这样一个恶劣环境之下，在这里我们看到一件美的事情。
And in between these two events, we see a beautiful thing.
这件事情就是第三节到第九节我们所熟悉的这件故事。
From verse 3 to 9, we may be familiar with this passage.
我们常讲人间的美事情，在只留在人间，也消失在历史时空里面。
Many beautiful things have come and gone in history.
但是我们看到这件美事情呢，是跟福音一起传的。
But this beautiful thing occurred along with the gospel.
所以从2000年来。 一直到现在,
From 2,000 years ago until the present.
可能我们以后到天国去的时候，也会遇到这个玛利亚，也跟她谈谈她以前做的事情吧。
Perhaps when we're in heaven in the future, we may meet this Mary and talk to her.
至少她现在，我们也来再回想，并且照耶稣所讲的，来纪念这一件美事。
But now, while we're here, we could remember what she did.
这件美事是在恶劣环境之下凸显出来的。
This beautiful thing was exemplified in the horrible moment.
为什么这件事情会那么美？
Why was this thing beautiful?
我们看第14章第6节。
Let's look at chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说：“犹他爸，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。这件事情会美呢，是因为坐在耶稣身上。”It
was beautiful because it was done unto Jesus.
这一件美事是在耶稣身上的美事。It
was a beautiful thing done on Christ's body.
我们看看，如果你走过莱茵河的话，你会看到很多的古堡。Well,
if you take a walk along the Rhine, you will see many castles along the river.
在好几百个古堡里面，以前都住着漂亮的公主跟那个勇敢的公子。In
ancient times, many princesses and knights lived in those castles.
很多的童话故事都从那边出来的。And
many fairy tales originated from the castles.
当每一个古堡被建立起来的时候，一定是一个很大的庆祝。When
as each castle was built, there must have been celebrations.
那每一个古堡的后面都有很多动人的爱情的，或是很美的故事。And
within each castle, there must have been many love stories.
你现在坐船或者走过它一趟。
If you get on a boat in the river or take a walk along it,
石头掉下来了，破破烂烂的。Now
you see, it is all the buildings are falling apart.
这是人间的美事，常常这样子的。This
is what happens to a beautiful thing in the world.
有人可能一生为了自己的理想努力奋斗。
Many people work hard for their own goals.
有人一块钱带着一块钱从西部，要从东部跑到西部，后来建立一个事业的大王国。
Some started business with $1.
那有人背了几本书，就后来成为什么？那个苦读几年之后，就成为世界的名人，或是诺贝尔得奖主。
Some begin with only a few books and later become world famous and receive the Nobel Prize.
他们有很动人的，有的是很美的，无论是爱情的、事业的、思想的，这个好像是美食。
Whether in love or their business or their thoughts, these are all beautiful things.
无论你再怎么伟大，再怎么美，这都消失在人世间。
But no matter how great they were, they all disappeared.
因为人间是会过去的。
Because we all will pass.
就是让你立功立德立言在人间不朽的话，但是我们知道人间也会过去，人间一过去，这些圣人都没有用了。
Even if your name remains in humanity forever, humanity will come to pass.
没有人间的话，再伟大的人也没有伟大了。
Without humanity, you are nothing.
但是主耶稣坐在主身上的美事永远留着。
But a beautiful thing done unto Jesus shall remain forever.
因为主是永远的。
Because the Lord is everlasting.
所以这件美事为什么会美呢？因为是坐在主的身上。
And this was beautiful because it was done to Jesus.
你可能很有理想。
You may have your goals.
你可能很会奉献。
You may sacrifice yourself.
你可能是一个社会的慈善家。
You may be a philanthropist.
这都是好的，这也应该的。
All these are good, and it is what we should do.
但是你要想想，你有没有曾经坐在耶稣的身上
？But have you ever done anything to Jesus?
真正坐在耶稣的身上
？Truly do unto Jesus.
在旧约，百姓也是，就是很甘心乐意的要奉献，就是献祭。
In the Old Testament, the people willingly sacrificed.
你可以一次献一千头的牛。
You could offer 10,000 calves to God.
差不多国王才有这种能力的。
Perhaps only kings could do that.
但是你一定要把这些牛带到会幕面前。
But you have to bring the cattle to the tabernacle.
如果你只是高兴说，我这要献给神的，你就在你家献了，这个不算数的。
If you simply offered the calves in your own house, that does not count.
一定要把它带到会幕面前，要借着祭司在那边献，才是真正的献祭。第一步就要把它带到是那个会幕面前。
First step is to bring your sacrifice to a tabernacle to the priest.
所以我们每个人都有奉献的心。
All of us have a heart to sacrifice.
我们每个人都是有想要做一件美事的心。
We may want to do beautiful things.
就是我们每次要想是不是坐在主的身上。
But we have to remind ourselves, are we doing it to Jesus?
我们知道这个当时的香膏很多啊。
There were many perfumes at the time.
那你这香膏也不能乱抹啊，你不可能把那个香膏抹在那个墙壁上。
But you don't waste the perfume, you don't put it on the wall.
所以人家形容说这女人哈不会抹脸，就好像抹粉，好像在抹墙壁一样。
Some people may describe a woman who put a lot of makeup as if they put the makeup onto a wall.
浪费香膏。
It would be a waste for the perfume.
所以这个女人她把这个香膏就抹在耶稣身上。
This woman put the perfume onto Jesus.
那什么是耶稣身上？
What is the body of Christ?
所以我们最知道就是神耶稣的身体教会。
And of course we know that the body of Christ is the church.
以弗所书一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
那为教会所做的事情就是坐在主身上。哥林多后书十一章二十三节以下也是。
When you do it unto the church, you do it unto Christ.
那再来就是坐在弟兄姊妹的身上。
And secondly, we do it unto brothers and sisters.
马太福音二十五章第十四节。
In Matthew chapter 25 verse 14.
你只要坐在这个最小的一个弟兄身上，就是坐在主的身上了。
When you do it unto the least among you, you do it unto Jesus Christ.
还有不可忘记的，就坐在你的家里面。
And let's not forget your own family.
有时候青年人很热心，常常到教会来，哦，很认真的打扫。
Often many youth work hard and at church.
回到家以为就没事了。
But when they come home, they think it's over.
有时候年轻人常常被父母讲说，你回到家像进到旅馆一样。
Many parents complain to their children that you come home as if it's a hotel.
吃吃喝喝东西乱掉就走了。
You eat and drink and leave things behind and you leave.
但到教会来，你经常说，扫厕所、吸地，扫得很用心。
But yet when you're at church, you can clean the bathroom and vacuum the chapel.
这不对的啦。This
is not right.
在家，家也就是，既然是你全家信主的，你的家也是主耶稣的身体。Your
home is also the body of Christ.
所以圣经才说，保罗说。 如果你不照顾家人的，比不信的还不好。
The scripture tells us if you do not take care of your own family, it is worse than the unbelievers.
所以主的身体就是教会，就是弟兄姊妹，就是你的家。
The body of Christ is the church, brothers and sisters in church, and your own family.
对丈夫来讲，你太太就是耶稣的身体。
And to a husband, your wife is the body of Christ.
有时候先生比较豪爽的，我对外面的人很照顾啊，自己太太感觉说，反正太太跑不掉嘛。
Some men may treat others quite nicely, but his wife isn't going anywhere, so he does not show much caring for her.
这样也不对啦，这样是欺负主耶稣就是了。This
is not right. This is mistreating Jesus Christ.
所以这件美事是因为坐在主的身上。So
this beautiful thing was done unto Jesus.
再来呢，我们再看第七节。Let's
look at verse 7.
我们看第八节。Verse 8 rather. 第八节。 14章8节，他所做的是尽他所能的，他是尽自己所能的。She
did what she could.
我们每个人都爱主了。We
all love God.
没有一个人说我不爱主的。No
one will say I do not love the Lord.
但是你是不是尽了？But
do you love the Lord with all your might?
这是程度问题啊。It's
a problem of degrees.
这个为这件事情为什么美呢？因为她尽了她所能够的。This
was a beautiful thing because she did everything she could.
这不是说她的量很多。She
may not have a great quantity of perfume.
而是她的质很美。But
her quality was beautiful.
那寡妇的一个小钱也被主耶稣赞美了。Jesus
praised the widow who offered one single penny.
那在这里我们知道怎么知道她尽了呢？
How do we know that she did all she could?
我们看第三节。Let's
look at verse 3.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风西门家坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿把香膏来打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣头上。她是把那个玉瓶打破。She
broke the alabaster jar.
中文的翻译瓶是不太对了。我第一次看到玉瓶。 这个一个玉瓶可能比香膏还贵啊！怎么把那个玉瓶打破？其实不是，这是那个石膏瓶啊。The
Chinese translates the jar as made of jade, and I was thinking the jar must be more expensive than the perfume, but it's actually an alabaster jar.
这是石膏瓶，所以打破。我们平常爱主也是，就是着你的，用你的。 思想分量来爱主，不是尽你的力量来爱主。Many
times when we serve God, we do it in small portions and not all our might.
你想到这瓶香膏这样子全部打破，那耶稣头那么小，那怎么办呢？我还是一点一点刮吧。那今天抹一点，那带回去，明天再来抹，那可以多次的这样子奉献。Now
Jesus' head wasn't all that big. Why do you need to break the jar? He probably. You will waste all the perfume. You could save it for some for tomorrow.
那我来，这件事情就让我来控制着哈。我抹多就多，抹少就少。Then
I can decide how much perfume I want to use.
这样就不是尽。Then
this is not doing all you can.
他把那要奉献，就真正的全部奉献了，不会再抽出考虑。She
offered. All everything she had without reservation.
既然这瓶要给耶稣了，就给了，不会再想说是不是太浪费了，或是如果剩了怎么办了？因为打破了就不可能再拿回来了，全部告上去了。如果他用一点一点刮的话，还可以装个口袋带回去，下次再来。If
she was willing to sacrifice this perfume, she gave it all to Jesus, when saving none for herself.
在《使徒行传》一片大家很属灵当中。 哇，一对夫妇就哈拿尼亚的那个夫妇死掉了。
In the book of Acts, we see the couple, the Ananias, the couple of Ananias who died.
他们是不能进。
They did not sacrifice their all.
所以他想自己偷偷的私心的留一点。
They decided to save some for themselves.
所以我们每个人都爱主，只是是不是你进了、
啊、？We all love God, but how much do you love God?
进了就是说你毫无意见的一切都奉献了，不是你在那边计算，而或是你由你来控制的。
You do not keep save anything for yourself.
没有保留的把瓶子都打破了。
And without reservation, she broke the jar.
所以这件美事为什么这么美？就是这个样子，她进了。
And this was beautiful because she did all she could.
那再过来我们看看，她献这个呢，是把握当时的机会啊。
And we see that she offered the perfume in the right occasion.
哦，那个第七节。
In verse 7.
因为常有穷人和你们同在。要向他们行善事，随时都可以的。只是你们不常有我了。那第八节，他所做的是尽他所能的。他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。这机会有时候是可遇不可求的啦。
Sometimes, opportunities are fleeting.
在当时，我们不要把这瓶香膏看得说全世界只有那瓶香膏。
That was not.The only perfume in the world.
其实摩大拉玛就是这个波大尼，这个在这里的这个一般是说，哦，献的这个人呢不是很有钱的。
And she may not have been rich.
这个应该是那个就是波大尼的那个马大玛利亚跟拉撒路他们一家那家里面的那个玛利亚。
This Mary probably was.The sister of Martha and Lazarus.
一般认为说他们是没有父母的三个姐弟。
Many scholars think that they were orphans.
啊，无论怎么样，就是说，拿打香膏，真拿打香膏，在当时是应该是算虽然是贵，但是是普遍的，每个女孩子都有一瓶的。
But even though the perfume may be expensive at the time, every girl probably owned one.
因为结婚的时候。每个人一定要有一瓶。
Because it was used during at the time of their marriage.
啊，这样的一瓶的话呢，是你做工作一年就可以赚到的了，也不是说什么天文数字。
And this the perfume cost about a year's worth of wage.
三十多两银子不少，但是也不会是一个大财产。
30 pieces of silver was not little, but it wasn't a great amount either.
所以在当时，这样的一瓶香膏。是每个人女孩子手上人人一瓶呢。
So at the time, every girl owned a jar of perfume.
再香的那个香水，我看香不到两天吧，三天没有办法了。
Even the best perfume will only last a few days.
今年我来美国以前，我看那个在德国看报纸报道，去年在巴黎销的香水，好几十。好几快要到$100亿，就是抹在身上，女孩子抹身上的，或是喷的，好多亿啊，快要100亿、啊。
In Germany, I once read a newspaper report saying that the sales of perfume totaled billions of dollars.
但是你闻一闻，没有味道。
But when you smell it, you really can't smell much.
因为去年那香味都散失在历史时空里面，所以用那么多钱。
Because all the fragrance has been lost in time.
但是我们等一下细细看，这个玛利亚，这瓶香膏还在香在我们的心里面呢。
But if you take a deep breath now, you could probably still smell the perfume of Mary.
她是趁着机会做的。
She had good timing.
其实她也不知道呢。
She may not know this.
她只是把握机会。
But she grasped the chance.
耶稣他做完之后，耶稣才说：“这是为我送葬时候预先的这个香膏啊。”
Only after she did so, Jesus said she was here to prepare for a burial.
在当时，每个人的手上都有一瓶香膏，女孩子。
Every girl owned a jar of perfume.
但是，只有那么多香膏里面，只有一瓶香膏抹在耶稣身上。
But only one jar was poured on Jesus.
但是耶稣只有死一次而已啊。
And Jesus will only die once.
所以这是为耶稣送葬的时候所抹的香膏。耶稣死这么一次。
Jesus only died once, and The perfume could be only used once.
那这瓶香膏就刚好抹在耶稣的身上。
And she used this jar of perfume on Jesus.
这是她利用的最好的时机。This
was a perfect timing for her.
她是预先做的。
She did it beforehand.
不是马后炮, 如果放马后炮, 意思就是死了, 也就没有用了。
If she did it after Jesus died, then it would be useless.
同样的, 有时候事情过去了, 已经太晚了。
Sometimes we lose the chance.
我们看马可福音, 同样的马可福音, 第16章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 16.
16章第一节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 1.
马可福音16章第一节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 1.
过了安息日, 抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚, 并撒罗米, 买了香膏, 要去膏耶稣的身体。 然后他们到坟墓那里, 奇怪, 这个石头已经挪开了。 那他们一看, 奇怪, 那里面有, 哦, 一个少年人坐在那里, 他们就很惶恐啊。 第六节。
And let's look at verse 6.
第六节, 那少年人对他们说, 不要惊恐, 你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣已经复活了, 不在这里了。 这三个女人, 妇人, 这是很爱主的。
These were three women who loved God.
在那个路加福音记载, 耶稣在世上传道的时候, 他们常常用自己的财物攻击耶稣。
We can see from the book of Luke that they often supported Jesus financially.
但是耶稣不只是一个人活啊, 还有他旁边跟着他的那些门徒一起吃啊。
They did not support Jesus only, but all the disciples who followed him.
那这些妇人用他们的财产可能是私房钱吧, 就是攻击耶稣啊。
These women used their own savings to support Jesus.
那他们都是很有钱的人家的妇人。
They probably were well-to-do.
他们的香膏一定不会比这个 玛利亚这个香膏价钱更低啊。
Their spices and perfumes weren't less costly.
因为他们三个人一起出钱买的。
And the three of them paid together.
很隆重的带着香膏来了。
And they took the perfume.
但是耶稣已经不用了。
But Jesus had no use for those.
复活的主不再需要你的香膏了, 你再买再贵的, 你买100瓶的那个真拿达香膏了也没有用了。
Jesus has already resurrected. It does your perfume become useless.
如果你这时候我想说我如果说当时的这三个人之一的话, 那些香膏捧着回去, 那种心情不知道怎么样。
If I were one of these three women, then I could understand their how they felt as they carried their perfume back home.
你不肯把那香膏就 丢在坟墓里面嘛, 因为里面也没有耶稣了, 当然带回去了。
They couldn't simply leave the perfume in the grave because Jesus was not there anymore. They had to take it home.
时机一过, 你再好的香膏, 再贵的香膏, 都没有用了。
After the time has passed, no matter how expensive or how great the perfume is, it is all in vain.
时机是神赐的。
God gives us the opportunity.
但是我们也要敏锐的心, 也要奉献的心。
But we must have a heart, a watchful heart, and to sacrifice.
这个玛利亚, 如果是坐在耶稣脚前那个玛利亚的话,
If this Mary was the Mary who sat before Jesus,
她是真正的, 不是死的玛利亚, 是真的把道理听进去的玛利亚。
Then she truly had understand Jesus' word.
我们还记得, 她跟她姐姐, 她姐姐就在那忙得半死啊, 但是她坐在耶稣脚前, 听耶稣讲。
While her sister Martha was busy preparing food for Jesus, she quietly sat before Jesus to listen to the word.
她听进去了。And
she took it all in.
因为坐在那个神的脚前听到, 这是在旧约里面已经应许最好的一个福分了。Because
listening to the word of God is a blessing promised in the Old Testament.
她听进去了, 她跟耶稣也这么亲近。
She was close to Jesus.
所以那个申命记33章第3节,
In Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 3,
申命记33章第3节我念就可以了。他说神疼爱百姓，众圣徒都在他的手中，他们坐在他的脚下领受他的言语。这个正就是那个这个真正像香膏的这个玛利亚最好的写照。
And this was the perfect description for Mary.
坐在神的脚前，领受他的言语。
She sat at Jesus' feet and received instructions.
这是神所疼爱的人所做出来的。
This was done by one who God, that God, that God loves.
有一个地方也是在灵会的。
Once during a spiritual convocation.
那有些打扮很漂亮，然后那个满身都是很名贵的装饰，那又很多香，放很多香水的那个姊妹哈，他们说我们要来当玛利亚，不要当马大啊，他就来聚会了。他意思说教会不要排他煮饭，也不要排他做什么事啊，他说要来当个玛利亚。
There were a few sisters who dressed themselves up quite nicely with expensive perfumes and jewelry, and they came and said, "We want to be Mary, so don't assign me any chores."
那坐在那里，可能冷气吹又舒服。那昨天晚上讲话讲太晚了，就是一坐下去也就安息了，睡着了。
As they sat there in the air-conditioned chapel, and perhaps they talked late into the night before, they truly rested in peace. They fell asleep.
缔结完之后，哇，他就很高兴。那师范他就一去了，说：“哎呀，你们辛苦了，你们这好伟大的马大，那感谢主，我们就当了一节的玛利亚。”我想说，不对，你玛利亚没有打瞌睡啊。
And during lunchtime, they had the meal and said, "You all who are Martha's are great, and while we were."Mary did not fall asleep.
这个玛利亚真是把道理听进去了。
And Mary kept the word to her heart.
所以有道理的人才能够真正把握最美好的机会。
Only then could she hold on to the opportunity.
主耶稣没有事先通知他说，我明天要定了哈，把那个香膏拿来抹上。这个机会给你啊，因为我比较喜欢你哈，不给别人的哈。
Jesus did not tell her, "I like you better, so I'll let you know that I will be buried tomorrow, so better use the perfume on me."
所有人都在那里，机会是放在那里的。你是不是能够真正的体会到说，这个是最重要的机会
？The opportunity is there for everybody, but do you know how important it is?
我们人生也是这样子的。
Our life is just like this.
你一生在过的时候，你是不是在这个时候奉献？你是不是在这个时候被主用？
As we live our lives, do you serve the Lord now?
如果没有的话，会过去。
If not, then your chance will come to pass.
传道书十一章十二章第一节那边说，你要趁着年幼敬拜神。
In Ecclesiastes, it says, while you're young, worship the Lord.
人生一直在过，你也可以做这个，也可以做那个。
As our life continues, you could do this and that.
到你走不动的时候，你想说我退休再来好好敬拜神的话，有时候。根本就一退休的话，真的就休掉了。
You may wait until you retire, but can you move around when you at your retirement?
你在坐在那抱怨也没有用了。
And if you regret it, then it's useless.
我听到那个以前陈扬真长老讲一个见证。
Once I heard a testimony from Elder Chen.
他说以前有一个信徒姓陈的哈，他是收古董的。
He said there was a believer by the name of Chen who collect antiques.
那就是那生活也不是很好了，就是可以过了。但是因为是收古董的，所以时间自己有安息日，一定从早上到下午都聚会，有聚会都来，也蛮热心的。那他很喜欢勉励别人说：“你们要奉献哦。”那他奉献是比较容易啊，因为他赚钱不多，十分之一可以拿出来。
Even though he did not live a comfortable life, but he at least made a decent living, and he had time. Since he was collecting antiques, he had plenty of time to come to services and said, "We should all offer." And it was easier for him to offer tithe because he did not make that much in the first place.
啊，他就讲说，如果我有钱的话，要怎么哦，就讲了很多。
And he kept saying, "If I become wealthy, then I will do this and that."
那真的后来他真的忽然呢，好久没有来聚会了。那个陈长老说。奇怪，这个本来都每次来聚会的，怎么忽然一个差不多快一年没有来聚会，到教会就去找他。
But all of a sudden, he stopped coming to services, and Elder Chen decided to pay him a visit.
结果去那个小巷子找不到他，人家说搬走了。
And then when they went to his place, the neighbors said he had moved away.
后来就问到了。
And they finally found where he had moved to.
地址说奇怪,
they looked at his address and said, he can't possibly live there.
因为那是一个清朝留下的一个大的官邸哈，就是那个当官的人留下来的很古的房子，并且呢是一个很大的院子。那要进门还有那个门房看门的，说这个地址不对啊，我们这个陈弟兄收古董会收到这里来吗？这不可能。
The location was a mansion that was a very old mansion with a guard with guards and gates, and they said he couldn't possibly live there.
那、啊、既然找到了，就问一下嘛，问门房一下。
But once they, since they had gotten there, they decided to ask the guards.
说有没有陈某某这个人
？And they said, "Have you seen Mr. Chen?"
他说有啊，我们老爷啊。
And they say, "Yeah, that's my master."
那陈长老说吓一跳，是奇怪，我们陈弟兄变陈老爷了。
And Elder Chen was quite surprised and said, "Our brother Chen has become Master Chen."
他说好，那请你们在这里哈，门口再等一下，我去通报一下，看要不要接见你。哦，这个陈长说，身份是不一样啦，以前是弟兄，随便你走到他家都可以了，现在还要在门口等一下，问他要不要接见。
And the guards asked them to wait outside, and he said, "I'll go in to see if the master wants to see you."
好啦，通报回来还是见的了哈，进去啊。
So when the guard returned, they were allowed in.
带过前庭，他走到后院。
They went through the courtyard.
啊，那真的他就坐在那里了。
And Brother Chen was sitting in the house.
哇，那真是不一样啊。
It was quite different.
那个就问他说，到底你为什么这样子了哈
？So the elder asked him what happened to him.
就说他也没有说什么感谢神，就说他运气不错了。他在说古董，说到乾隆的那个，因为他比较懂嘛，那去一个茶馆哈，就看到一组乾清的那个。皇帝真的用的东西流落到人间，他用很便宜把它买下来，然后就因为这样子就发迹了，就发起来了。
And he didn't really give thanks to God. Instead, he said, "I was lucky. I found an antique and bought it quite cheaply and sold it."
然后他说他也是不错了，然后借着那个钱呢，又去投资了，所以才有今天这样子。
And he invested the money that he made, and he became wealthy.
那个长老就说：“这应该是你的机会啊，因为你以前也是哈、哦，常常勉励人啊。那现在我那些财产奉献起来，又奉献十分之一也不得了啊。那现在他又，好、哦，是不是来聚会啊
？”And elder told him, "Now this is your chance. Now you can offer tithe, and it will be a great sum of money, and you should come to service too."
他说：“我现在忙啊，很忙，没有办法。
”But he replied, "I am busy now."
然后没办法了，那个长老说也不能常常去啊，去以为说教会要他的钱啊，看他的那个现在有钱了才来，后来就一阵子就没有去，因为他道理很懂就是了。
And since he already knew the gospel, the elder thought we couldn't keep bothering him, or else he'll think the church is after his money.
过两三年之后呢，有一次那个陈长老说他在街上走路，下雨啊，他这样说，哎，怎么一个人在屋檐下看到他，忽然这样躲起来。啊，如果你平常走人没有什么动静，忽然有人躲，你会注意看一下。哎呀，就是我们那陈弟兄。
And after a few years, Elder Chen was walking on the streets while it was raining, and suddenly he saw someone running from the streets to take cover.
在雨天蹲在人家的屋檐下。
And he was lying beneath another person's house. It was Brother Chen.
啊，当然就去问他了，到底怎么回事
？So the elder went over to him and asked him.
啊，他说实在是，这时候他才想起说，有钱的时候没有忘记奉献了、啊，那信心失落就是，哦、然后他因为跟人家担保，跟人家做生意啊，担保别人的，所以一保呢，人家就吃掉他，他不但财产充公，并且他还下过监狱，那、啊、现在出来，那财产也没了，那家破人亡，那现在只剩下一个人。
He said it was because I lost my faith and did not offer to God, and he had become bankrupt and was even jailed.
这个故事听起来好像是在小说里面啊。
This may be just a story.
但是因为它是一个见证，是那成长，这是事实，在教会里面发生的事情。
But this was a fact. This was a true testimony.
那他的有钱，从普通的生活到当老爷啊。一直当到那个在坐在路边当好像当乞丐这样子，好像做一个梦一样。
It went from rags to riches and back to poverty. It was as if it was a dream.
人生有很多的机会。
In our lives, we have many opportunities.
主耶稣说，你人在人间有很多机会。
Jesus said you have many chances.
你要帮助穷人，天天有嘛？你出去，你再多的钱，我看你帮不了。就是你所有的钱，你走到那个街上去，穷人就给的话，两三下你财产就给光了。
You can help the poor every day, but even if you spend all you have, you cannot help everyone.
但是耶稣的身上这个机会不是常常有的。
But when you do it unto Jesus, we have only a few chances.
那这个机会就是要像玛利亚一样，有道理在持守道理里面，你才有这种敏锐的心，能够晓得说这是机会。
But just like Mary, we must hold on to the chance with a watchful heart.
当机会过去，你再多的几千斤的这个香膏来也没有用了。
When the time passes, you could buy a ton of perfume and it would be useless.
所以有时候我们趁着我们身体健康的时候，趁着我们还有能力的时候，就坐在耶稣身上。
While we're still healthy and we still have the strength, do it unto Jesus.
我们年轻人也一样，趁着你还能够听话的时候，还趁着你还能够孝顺父母的时候，来孝顺父母。
While you're young and still can do so, honor your parents.
这都是机会，不要等到父母过去了才像。很多的诗人或是文人说：“哎呀，那个什么，树欲静而风不止，子欲养而亲不待。”这些讲这话都是马后炮。
Don't wait until your parents have passed away and say, "I should have treated them better."
有时候你可能写的文章很美，或是很动人，说：“哎呀，他丧失了父母，哇，他在他的那个思念母亲的心是多可怜，好像很凄凉。”虽然好像很美，但是是凄怆的，但是那已经过去了，没有用了。
You could write beautiful prose, remembering your parents, saying how you miss your parents, but those will be useless.
所以坐在主身上，在家，你先生，当你太太还可以被你爱的时候，好好爱她。
At home, while you still can, love your husbands.
太太也是一样。
And same as your wife.
儿女的，你能够孝顺，现在就应当，这也是神给你的机会啊。
Children, God has given the children a chance to honor your parents.
在教会里面也是一样，我们现在还有弟兄姊妹，大家互相相亲相爱。
And in church, we have brothers and sisters that we can love.
有时候机会过去就没有了。
When the opportunity passes, then we have nothing.
所以趁着机会做，这是一件美事。
You do it while there's still time. This is a beautiful thing.
但是在这件美事，我感觉最美的应该是。这个玛利亚她默默的奉献。
But I think the most beautiful part of this is that Mary was quiet.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
马可福音十四章第四节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 4.
有几个人心中很不喜悦，跟他们何干呢？人家奉献，他眼红啊。
Mary offered and it was none of the business of these people.
不高兴。
Yet they were indignant.
并且他们说何用这样枉费香膏呢？还说他浪费。
And they even called her wasteful.
并且第五节。
In verse 5.
这些人头脑很聪明的咯。
And these people were quite smart.
很会分析的，生气有理啊。
They had reason to their anger.
他说这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
And they rebuked her harshly.
不但不高兴。不高兴是表现在脸上面的哈，给你臭脸看。
Not only were they indignant, which was shown on their face.
并且还生气，生气就是，好、哦，喷出他的火来了。
They even publicly rebuked her.
那如果我们看马太跟那个路加，我们知道开始讲这个话的人是犹大。
If we look at Matthew and Luke, we find that Judas was the first person.
他卖耶稣的银子刚好32银子。
And It so happens that he sold Jesus. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
犹大是带耶稣的那个管钱财的。
Judas was the treasurer for Jesus.
耶稣他是不用记账，耶稣都知道的。
Of course, Jesus knew how much was the income.
但是这个犹大以为耶稣笨笨的，他以为他不记账，他就常常从耶稣的那个口袋里面偷摸一点。
But Judas thought Jesus was dumb and he could take a little there and.A little bit here and there.
但是也怪耶稣太穷了。
But Jesus was poor.
如果你 里面耶稣口袋里面有时候只剩下一两线而已，你顶多拿两线拿完光了，不好意思啊，耶稣你口袋里面只有两线的话，只能拿一线嘛，对不对？
If there are only a few pennies in the money bag, he couldn't take a whole lot.
那现在他想说，这个香膏若卖了有三十两银子的话，至少我偷他十两还可以啊。
But he figured if she sold this for, this was Judas' greed.
他不是，他用自己的利益来衡量别人啊。
He judged others according to his own benefit.
他不是看耶稣身上。
He was not looking at Jesus.
他把这件事情用自己的利益来衡量，说啊，这浪费啊。
He measured the situation, in regards to his own benefit.
为什么要浪费三十两银子，还是把那个瓶子打破？不然的话，你这个换一个假的抹上去就好了，何必用这个真的？
He would say, why use this, pure perfume? Just use something less.
这几个人也是蛮霸道的。
And these men were quite harsh.
不但不高兴，给人家脸色看，还跟人家生气啊。
Not only did they talk amongst themselves, they rebuked her.
所以说，如果你是玛利亚的话
，If you were Mary.
我看你受不了了。
You probably couldn't stand this.
至少你说，我奉献跟你何干？你闭嘴吧！你看不惯你自己可以奉献了。
You might tell them it's none of your business. I'm offering my own perfume.
那就起冲突了。
Then there will be a conflict.
对方就说，我不是说舍不得了，只是哈、哦、这样太浪费了啦。
They might respond by saying, this is quite wasteful.
那我们耶稣这边就钱已经不够了，你还哈、哦、还不没有想到大局啊。
Jesus already is poor, and you did not think about this.
双方都有理论啊，就吵起来了。
And then they will have a great argument.
那但是呢，这个犹大可能人缘比较好吧，比较会讲话，是他们的有几个人呐、啊，他们合起来，那这一个弱小的女子，我看被他讲的眼泪一把鼻涕的。
And perhaps Judas has many friends, and as they were rebuking her, Mary could be in tears already.
所以在这件美事的环境呢，是一个很恶劣的环境啊。
The environment was quite harsh.
但是玛利亚是安静的。
But Mary remained silent.
她在沉默当中超越了这些人间的不喜悦或是生气。
In her silence, she overcame human indignance.
她没有讲什么。
She did not say a word.
她就是这样奉献。
And she offered herself.
她晓得她是奉献给神。
She knew that she was offering to God.
有时候人家说人家肚子饿了又饥荒了，你对他割一块肉给人家吃啊，人家吃的时候说奇怪，这是你的肉吗？怎么这么腥味那么重？怎么都不多放一点姜，放一点那个葱呢？
Let's say there were a great famine and you cut off a piece of your own flesh for someone to eat, and if they say why does this meat taste so bad, why don't you put some spices in it?
那这时候我看再有秀恩的人那个晚上会睡不着觉。
Anyone, no one will be able to fall asleep that night.
但是这个玛利亚她没有一句话都没有讲。
But Mary didn't say a word.
有时候我们常常认为说不讲话的人吃亏啊。
We may think that those who are silent will be picked on.
社会上有很多人根本没有话要找话讲，他是要出名哈，就是这样子啊。
Many people try to make something out of nothing because they want to say something.
心理不平衡，你说你像小孩子一样，有些小孩子心理环家里有问题，或是心理不平衡的，有事没事他就吵一下，让你说我存在了。
You see many kids who try to cause some trouble so that you notice them.
那些心理很平稳的，心理没有不平衡的，静静在那里，常常被忘记。
But those who are quiet and have peace in their hearts are often forgotten.
这是人间呐、啊，常常有时候你教过的学生。想起都是那些坏孩子被你气得半死那些。
Many teachers remember only the bad kids and they forget the good kids.
这是人间的不公平啊。
And this is unfair.
但是在神坐在耶稣身上一定不会这样子。
But when you do it unto Jesus, it will not be forgotten.
耶稣知道一切。
Jesus knows everything.
除非耶稣眼瞎了。
Unless Jesus is blind.
除非耶稣不是神。
Unless Jesus isn't God.
耶稣他是神。
But Jesus is God.
他知道。
He knows it.
你不讲话，耶稣会替你讲。
If you do not say a word, Jesus will stand up for you.
不平的话，让你来讲出来，没有什么价值啊。
It is worthless for you to stand up for yourself.
第六节，耶稣就说：“由他吧。
”
为什么为难他呢
？In verse 6, Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her?"
耶稣也晓得说，你们是为难他了，你们不是说真的关心那个我们这里没有钱。
Jesus knew that they were not worried about Jesus, but they were merely bothering her.
你们不是说真正的关心那些穷人，你们是为自己的本身利益啊。
They did not really care for the poor, but for their own pockets.
好，所以你们是假惺惺的，不是真心的。
Jesus,
不要为难他。耶稣听他讲话这句话，多么的有价值啊！
Jesus knew they were hypocrites, and he told them to leave her alone.
所以不要怕。
So don't be afraid.
你只要是真的坐在耶稣身上的美事。让耶稣讲。
As long as you're doing a beautiful thing unto Jesus, let Jesus speak for you.
这让我们想起摩西也是这样子。
We remember Moses.
在民数记十二章里面。
In Numbers chapter 12.
神跟他同在。
God was with him.
我们常说，有时候神同在，别人不是说就要警醒啊？你不警醒，别人嫉妒你，别人一嫉妒你就倒啦。
Even when God was with you, you must be watchful because others will be jealous.
那反而更糟糕。
And it will be worse if you fall.
有时候你热心起来，开始奉献，开始做事，人家说，这个人怎么这样子？那以前不是这样子啊！你要讲一些风凉话，或者讲说啊，他，那你一听到呢，你怎么样？反而你的热心，有时候别人的批评，反而让你跌倒，这样就更糟糕。
Sometimes when you're just about to begin to work for the Lord, other people will gossip about you, and you end up having a lower faith than you had before.
那摩西神跟他面对面讲话。
Moses spoke to God face to face.
他的不是别人呢，别人如果嫉妒的话还可以比较忍受得了，而是他的姐姐，他姐姐是他很小的时候很爱他的姐姐，把他抱到河边去，并且在河边看着说这个弟弟有没有死，很有爱心的这个姐姐怎么样，到现在嫉妒他。
And the jealousy came from no one else but his own older sister who loved him.When he was a baby.
那也是他的哥哥啊，哥哥是帮他讲话那个哥哥。
And also his older brother who spoke for him.
所以说，如果别人欺我还可以忍耐啊，而是自己的家里的亲姐姐、亲哥哥，并且以前爱他的，现在因为神跟他同在，他们就看得眼红了，就讲风凉话了。
You may be able to withstand criticism from others, but it is harder if it comes from your own flesh and blood.
但是摩西没有讲话。
But Moses kept silent.
被自己的哥哥、被自己的姐姐误会，这不是误会啊，误会还好，恶意的攻击啊。
He was attacked by his own brothers and sister.
但是神替他讲话。
But God spoke for him.
圣经也为他留下我们很熟悉的一句话。
And the Bible recorded, a word for us.
就说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
It says Moses is humble, more humble than anyone else.
真是的，他是谦和。的一个人
，He was humble and gentle，
所以一句话都没有讲。
He said nothing。
在最大的困难，人家自己亲姐姐、亲哥哥在攻击他的当中，一句话没有讲。后来神讲了，神气的讲。
In his great time of difficulty, he said nothing, but God said something。
神就在那个时候说：“你们出来。
”God said, "Come out."
神就骂他的哥哥姐姐一通。
God rebuked his brother and sister。
神说：“你。”我这个摩西比你们好多了，根本不能，你们不能跟他比的了。他又在我全家尽忠啊。
God said Moses is much better than you two.
所以民数记那边记载说，神就发怒而气，
and,
生气了，神就走了。说神有时候会生气，甩头就走。
And in Numbers it records that God got so angry and he was about to leave them.
你自己抱怨的话，没有什么价值的了。
When you complain about for yourself,
因为你的抱怨。你可以是做对的，但是你的抱怨也是引起对方的反抗。
Because it may only raise opposition against you.
那你的美事就不美了。
Then what you've done, it won't be beautiful.
你既然坐在耶稣的身上。
Since you have done it unto Jesus.
你是尽力献上啊。
And you have offered your all.
你也是有跟耶稣很接近，能够看出机会的这样的一个心。
And you were close to Jesus and were able to seize the opportunity.
你做了。
And you have done so.
既然做了，就沉默了。
Since you have done so, then say nothing.
因为你做的是应该的。
Because what you have done is right.
别人讲什么，总是要超越过了。
You must look over what other people say.
所以外在环境是很恶劣的。
The external factors was quite terrifying.
最外面的环境是文士跟法利赛人跟祭司长要杀耶稣。
The Pharisees and the priests wanted to kill Jesus.
里面是犹大要卖耶稣。
And Judas was about to betray Jesus.
他们在那一个坐席的人当中也有 不高兴也有生气。
And even within that feast, there were people who became angry.
但这件美事是很美的。
But this was a beautiful thing.
因为在玛利亚的心里面是和谐的。
Because Mary had peace in her heart.
她超越了这些人间的破浪。
She overcame the problems of the world.
所以让我们深深的再吸口气。
So let us take a deep breath.
2000年的香膏还香在我们心里面。
That perfume from 2,000 years ago is still fragrant.
这是一件美事。
This was a beautiful thing.